Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS, I'm Michael Cohen. With the decision of Grand Rapids State Representative Roy Schmidt to switch parties this year and run as a Republican, you'd think that he committed a felony the way Democratic Party leaders are reacting. So was this last-minute switch something that's incredibly unfair to those who supported him as a Democrat, or is everything really fair in love, war, and even politics? To discuss that, I'm joined by Kyle Malin, the editor of MERS Newsletter, a guy that has seen it all. Although, Kyle, have you seen anything quite like this before?
Well, no, we haven't seen a party switch in the state of Michigan, in the state legislature anyway, for 20 years, you know, among a legislator who's currently serving anyway. We've got to go back to Sal Rocca, who was a Democrat and then became a Republican back then. But I think your intro is quite right. The Democrats have acted very viscerally, especially in the Grand Rapids area. They feel they elected a Democrat to represent them in Grand Rapids, and Roy has turned tail.
Now, the interesting thing is the single Democrat that was registered to run, who has now apparently dropped out, was a friend of one of Schmidt's nephews. Yeah. What do we know about this guy, and what's the likelihood that there could actually be a fraud case here?
Matt Mozhak, from the best that we can tell, he's a 22-year-old who is a manager at one of those nutrition places in the mall, over in Woodland Mall there in Grand Rapids. And he goes to Aquinas College, and, yeah, he's friends with Roy Schmidt's nephew. And, you know, there is a possibility that he could face some legal action here, and let me tell you why. He had to file an affidavit with the Kent County clerk when he filed, and when he did that, he claimed that he had lived in Kent County for 22 years. Well, he's 22 years, but he's 22 years old, but he lived all but the last year of his life in Allegan County with his parents. And so whether that's, an intent to fraud, the voters or just an honest mistake is kind of beside the point right now, because the Democrats are stinging not only from what they see as a Schmidt put up here, but also, the Democrats really took it in the chin a couple years ago as part of this Oakland County Tea Party scandal. I don't know if you remember this here, Michael, but a couple years ago we had some Oakland County Democratic officials who passed around or registered some people to run in this phony Tea Party, mm-hmm. And they falsified some records on that, and they got criminally prosecuted and sentenced with some crimes. And so the Democrats may be seeing some payback here. They're thinking, shoot, the Republicans did that to us back then. We're going to do it to one of their put-ups here in 2012. No decision's been made as far mm-hmm. as I know, but so that's the talk right now.
Is it clear why Representative Schmidt is making this change, and why did he wait till this very last day to declare this and at least not give his former Democratic friends and colleagues a chance to put a candidate up for the vote?
Well, he didn't want his former Democratic colleagues to put up somebody credible. That's why there's no proof that he put up this Matt Mozhak kid, but, I mean, it looks pretty obvious that's what happened. I mean, the person who filed Mozhak's papers also filed Roy's. It just doesn't look very good there. So, he just didn't want the competition. You know, when you change mm-hmm. parties like that, you're going to get a visceral reaction, and, you know, that would have, to do it any later or do it any earlier than when he did it would have given the Democrats an opportunity to try and find a credible person to run against him.
Now, he released the statement that read, the quote, "The simple truth is extreme Democrat Party bosses like Mark Brewer are unwilling to listen to ideas or accept my positions on issues that matter to me and Grand Rapids." Does that sound like the truth?
Well, I don't know if he really wrote that or not, or if that just came out of the Republican shop, but I will tell you that Roy is a moderate. He was a moderate Democrat. He's going to be a moderate Republican. And he never has been one of these party rah-rah-rah guys. I mean, he's always just been more interested in trying to get some policy through. You know, this past year he's been working with Rick Olson, a Republican, trying to come up with some funding solutions for our transportation system. I mean, that's really where his focus has been. It's not on the party politics. So Roy was approached by the Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger, with the idea And I'm sure that there was no, like, formal agreement, but Roy probably had to look at it, you know, from a very sensible standpoint here. He can win re-election again this coming year, and he likely would spend the last 2 years in the minority. Now, he can do that and, you know, spend time in the minority, or he could be in the majority and put himself in a position to either chair a committee or, you know, have some major say in the policy that goes through, which could impact his constituents at a greater scale there in Grand Rapids. He definitely has a bigger seat at the table with the Republican caucus now.
Well, the thing is that Republicans certainly don't need him. I mean, they've got this overwhelming majority. Are they going to welcome him with such open arms when they didn't need him initially? And is he likely to maybe suffer some repercussions from this decision?
Well, to answer your last question, maybe among Democrats he could, but did they need him? Yeah, they did need him. I mean, when you're working with you know, a 63-47 majority, you get an extra person on there that just makes it that much harder for the Democrats to take control. You know, this is going to be probably a Democratic year this year. The president is the incumbent. He's on the ballot. He's popular here in Michigan. And the Republicans can't take any seat for granted. And so to have Roy Schmidt switch over gives them a real good buffer to prevent the Democrats from taking back control of the House. And they're very grateful for that. They'll take every seat they can get because chances are they're going to lose some this election.
Well, 30 seconds left. You know, Mark Brewer said he thinks Democrats can flip the majority in the House.
No
chance?
It's going to be very, very unlikely. They're going to have to beat like 10, 12 incumbents to do that. It's just unprecedented. It's practically impossible.
Kyle Malin, editor of MERS Newsletter here in Lansing. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, my pleasure, Michael.
We will be right back to talk about the new iPhone that's coming out this year. Some information leaked today that it will be bigger, physically bigger. Is that something you really want? If not, you better watch out because it's a trend among all smartphones and it's likely going to only continue. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.